Exodus 3 verse 9 to 10. And I want you to pick up the thread through these few scriptures. It says, "And now behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me." This is God speaking. "And I've also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." Isaiah 6 verse 8. "And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send and who will go for us?' Then I said, 'Here I am, send me.'" John 1 verse 29. "The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" Colossians 1 verse 27 to 28. "To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ." And the last one, 1 Peter 2 verse 9 to 10. "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." The thread that I want you to pick up through those scriptures was that every time there was a need, there was a question, there was a crisis, urgency within on the earth, God chose to send a person or a group of people, but he worked through people, even Jesus as a man, to bring an answer. And this morning, as we had the mothers stand in front, they each got a gift to remind them that they are part of the answer to someone's prayer. And Christ in us, the hope of glory. God being the answer, but coming through us. The youth were praying. They didn't have all the parental skills or the business skills or all of that, but they have God on their side that can bring breakthrough. And what I want to encourage each one of us here is that as you find, because God's not stopping, thankfully, God's continuing to building his church, he's continuing to work. In fact, I honestly believe that God arranged this time so that we can kind of step aside for a while, so that what's needed for you, what's needed for the elders, for Hannes and Mariska, what's needed to take us forward is that we are either silent or out of the picture for a while. The answer to what God wants to do means that we need to step out for a bit. He's going to work in us. We're still in the church. We're still one in the body and that kind of. But for everyone to take a step forward, this arrangement needs to take place. And so the answer to God's, to the problem or to the need or to, problems may be a wrong word, but to the need for the next step is how this is going to happen. And so I really want to encourage you that as you see gaps, as you see things, what needs to be done in the community, in on a Sunday morning, through whatever, that you ask the Lord, "Lord, how do you want to help answer that through me?" It might be that you come and say, "Hannes, did you know about this?" or "Ivan, did you know about this?" I think God wants us to do this. Don't go to any one of the elders with a problem without praying and asking the Lord for something that you think he. And if you don't hear anything, you say, "I've prayed about this. I'm not sure what God wants to do, but this is what I see." See somebody in need? You've got the answer of a prayer, of a gift to bring, of something. God has been speaking to us over the last 3 or 4 weeks about giving ourselves, about stirring up the gifts, about finding the life, about having faith. All those things he's doing so that you and I can have action behind it. And so God wants to answer a lot of things through you. And this is not just a change of function. This is for every single person to take a step forward. And I'm hoping that when we come back, we've got to catch up a little bit. We've got to, okay, we need to rethink this. I can't just come in as I left it here. Hopefully, there's more stuff happening. There's more things that we've got to, okay, now I need to step back even more and maybe have a bit more of an overview in that sense, because this one is running with that one. And it's already happening. I want to say thank you to some. I mean, Hannes was just speaking to me, and some of you just saying, hey, we're behind you. Whatever you need, this is how you can help. And I want to say well done for that. And as Kim encouraged, let's all do that. Because God has called all of us to Melkbos. Not just the few guys holding the mic. All of us. And together, we can do what God wants us to do in this community. Disciple people, bringing people into what He wants for them. Amen? So, I finish with this. I'm not Paul, but Paul said a few things that I wish I can say almost like he did. So I'm just going to say it like this. Let no one despise you for your youth, Hannes and Mariska. But set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until we come, devote yourselves to public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching. We want Him to do that, to exhort you and to teach. Don't neglect the gift that you have, which was given to you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things. Immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. And you're going to see that. Fight the good fight of the faith. And for everyone, 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. For God gave us not a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind to bring an answer. So don't expect the worst, but consider God. Power, love, and a sound mind. Don't let the fear of, what's the word? Not rejection. But criticism causes you to stand back. Don't let the thought of nobody else sees this let you stand back. Don't let the thought of I'm going to make myself too much let you stand back. Bring it to the elders and let them with you work towards what God wants to do in our midst. Amen? So Lord, we just thank you for today. We thank you that, Lord, it's clear. You want to bring an answer through every single person, irrespective of their age, irrespective of their gender, irrespective of their color, irrespective of their job, their background. Lord, when we hold on to you, we can bring an answer. And so I pray for every single person here, Lord. Really, as we change a bit, Lord, that each one would follow you. That each one, Lord, would see what you have called them for. Lord, that each one would see the Lord before them and follow like disciples of Jesus. And we pray your blessing. We thank you, Lord, just for that we can do this, have these moments. And Lord, it's just with such kind of peace that we can do this. So we thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Guys, thanks so much. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks, Kim Loreen, for joining this morning.